follow the trip. Favorite best friend, Destiny Shanae. We're on Pillow Talk. We are at a event club, Dada. So, we got a relationship question, right? Let's see. How do you guys know that you are ready for a relationship?
I would say, like me right now, I'm working on a way I respond to my man, like, okay, with that attitude.
I like that.
I'm working on my attitude. Like, you know, I'm realizing, like, we don't know when our last day is on this earth. So, like, what's the point of being mad, like worried?
Okay, growing, maturity. Showing growth.
Definitely.
I like that.
Ever since I turned 30.
You feel the difference. So with you communicating better, with you doing that, how has your relationship been, and how has you felt? How have you felt individually?
Individually, I feel good. Like, cause I'm not only doing it for the people that I love,
right,
but I'm doing it for myself.
Correct.
Like,
I agree.
Like, let me see, like, I'm getting more in tune with
your femininity.
My higher vibration.
Okay.
Don't no man want no low vibration.
There you go. Don't no man want no low vibrational female. Alrighty.
We're not the only ones with feelings, emotions, like, you know.
Hey, man, sister, say it, because I say that all the time. That's what I preach. That's what I stand on, because, yes, that's what I stand on. All righty. Well, thank you so much for talking to us at Pillow Talk. I appreciate you. Okay. We're back. So now we're asking our other participant here, how do you know?
Who's been married for two years.
How do you know that you were ready for a relationship? That's the question.
Well, I've been in long-term relationships since I've been about 14. About 14 years old. And I guess I was groomed that way.
Right, no.
Seriously, my grandmother and I was groomed that way, but I was raised in a Muslim household. So in a Muslim household, you are bred a race that a man is supposed to protect, provide, and secure. You are to secure the house, make sure that everything there is taken care of, where it is a place for them to come for peace, for, you know, thought, for knowledge, guidance, you know, and love. So I was raised like that, and we were taught, being how I was, that you are supposed to be subservient to a man. God, man, woman, child. So in my raising or rearing, I thought my grandmother was the best, because my grandfather commanded the house, but he also took care of that house, and nobody ever wanted for nothing. Whether he had outside people or not, we didn't know, because he kept it outside. He was a real man. Never touched home. My grandma worked because she wanted to, not because she had to. Her place was to raise the kids, make sure the house is clean, make sure the food is ready. She served her husband first before she served anybody else. And everybody knew he was first. And I liked that growing up. I wanted that for myself. So, certain shit you gotta deal with. Because a man ain't perfect. And a man is always gonna be a man. But you gotta allow them to be room to be a man.
You said what?
You gotta allow them the room to be a man.
That's what I'm learning that too.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate y'all coming on Pillow Talk and sharing at Club Tata. We definitely need to get a podcast going with these ladies. So check out the rest of the show.
Yes, HPICHOWG, hell of a go-getter. The Circuit Union, you know what I'm talking about? One Take Terry Show, you know what I'm talking about? And this thing, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Straight out the top, straight with the blunt in hand. I'm smoking something, nigga, it ain't no Afghan. It's some shit, nigga, make you go to Pakistan. I be smoking sweet like burner, cause I'm burning, man. With the blunt in hand, nigga, what you talking about? Lick the blunt up a lot, nigga, this what I'm talking about. One Take Terry, this a show, it's official. You know what it is, I tie the game like I'm a history. I'm up in this thing, going straight to the distance. Boy, be talking down like this really, really crisp. I'm finna pack the gift, put the shit up under the tree. Let them boys know, yeah, you can really Google me. I'm still though, still out the top, off the mold. I ain't really tripping, fuck around and got cold with the game. Yeah, I'm still up in my lane. When I'm still doing my thing, I'm still chiefing. Hey, blunts out another, rolling out another. My little brother, B. San Nicholas. We still up in this thing, now the time got ridiculous. Switching up the game because you know we finna flip it. Flipped a couple elbows and elbow out the window. Dudes about the top of the roof. Hey, yeah, can you remember? It was September, about the end of September. October finna spin around to November. Yeah, Thanksgiving and them throwing was December. Hey, yeah, 25 lunch and 25 Christmas ago. You know how it go. I rep out that Dallas, Texas out the Soto. My game on cold, my game on ice. Put that bitch on good head, yeah, I'm nothing nice. Get hit like head dice, know what I'm talking about. I flip around this bitch and no 7-2s, I pick us out. We roll them things about, blow fleas over yonder. Rifleman say we finna holler George Lopez tomorrow. I said, let's do it, yeah, and tell Chuck to come through. And let's see if we can go on and run that little valley who out the top. Probably shoot some dice, probably take them Betty Ray way and roll the dice. Think about them nights, we were purple sprites. Me and Yola and the Trey Frank and wearing bright. But everything was right, just add Brun Shay. That's my running back partner, by the way. I'm thinking Park Ridge, but I was 825. We were toe time, yeah, we reppin' east side. And she was so for real, cutting the game like some knives. And everybody wanna know if that's in my wife. I think she might be, yeah, actually. But I'ma still come down, keep 10 toes in the street. I hold the block down.